opportunity for you to do a fulfilling professional reset. Second thing is value your experience, your know-how, your contacts, your track record. If I want a surgery, I want to go to a doctor who's done it a million times and has gotten it right. Make a clarifying list, a list of all of the things that you want in your new job, so you can use that to assess where you want to go and compare it with potential job opportunities. And then the biggest tip, Steve, and this has worked for so many people, think about the people you've worked with throughout the years, because one of them might be able to hire you or at least recommend you to somebody who can hire you.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Bernie Madoff, the mastermind behind one of the biggest frauds in Wall Street history, has died in federal prison at the age of 82. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. Your weather report is here. It is 68 degrees. If you look out the window, it's cloudy and it's muggy. I am having a bad hair day myself today. But what can you look forward to tonight? We have a chance of showers. Mostly between 2 p.m., 5 p.m. This is almost like the same weather report I read 2 weeks ago. And tonight, chance of rain. Thursday, rain. Patchy clouds going into Thursday night. Friday, chance of rain. I don't know what's going on. Let's see what happens for the weekend, though. Saturday is looking at mostly sunny. Knowing it's New Jersey weather, humidity will be 5,000% probably, but it's going to be a great day to get outside. Listen, don't move. We'll be right back. We've got a great show ahead.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the amazing, stupendous, incomprehensible Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. I might be slightly exaggerating, but not in my head, I'm not. Listen up. My name is Mark. I am the center manager, and this is Max Living. We are here today with an amazingly special guest today. Oh, I see all the hearts flying already. I see all the hearts. Listen, do me a favor. Keep giving me some thumbs up. Let me know that you can hear me okay. My voice is clear. I'm not muffled. It's always good to know that. I'm going to say that that's Angela, who's throwing all those hearts up. Right there. I was just telling Carol about you, Angela, because I always know when you're there. So listen, got an amazing, amazing show today with a special guest, Carol Harris, who is a friend, number one, and number two is the founder of Avery's Hope. And Avery's Hope is going to be the Max Challenge of Clinton's recipient for the Day of Giving fundraising this year. Okay, we didn't have one last year because of the year that shall not be named. But this year, we're going to do the best we can. Before I even get going with that, I just want to give you a couple of shout-outs here. First of all, important shout-out to Team Clinton. I got Kim, Terry, Felicia, Melissa, Kathy. These people, this team of people I am so blessed and lucky to work with, they are the ones that are helping this center to be life-changing. I said it. That's right. If you're watching, you're listening, and you're not a member, 908-627-7020 is the phone number that can change your life. We have helped literally thousands of people. It's a 10-year anniversary this year in September. It'll be 10 years since the Max Challenge company opened with Mr. Brian Klein. I think he had 32 members, and thousands of people have been helped since then too. All right. So some couple things going on. First of all, We just started our spring challenge. We had our kickoff this last weekend. It is not too late for you to get in on this, okay? We're running specials right now. It's a 10-week transformation program. Listen, this is what I've been saying. The time for excuses is over. We have spent a year with anxiety, depression, anger, frustration. All of this has affected us, our immune systems, our waistlines. It's just our mental attitude. The Max Challenge of Clinton can help you turn that all around. And we do it safely. We have socially distanced classes. Our cleaning is impeccable. We are above CDC recommendations with what we use. We use a substance called quaternary ammonium, which a guy named Dr. Bruce Sherman, who has a PhD in chemistry, he was the one I spoke to like seven times, and he was like, this thing will dismantle any virus, and it's not going to hurt your skin, and that's what we use. So we are very safety conscious. Come and try us out, 908-627-7020. Also, on Saturday, April 24th, you know, we're trying to get back to normal a little bit. We are going to have our very first live in-person festival event. We are going to be at the Gray Rock Farm Sanctuary in Clinton. They're having their spring festival. It's all outdoors. There's going to be 50 or 60 vendors there. You get to meet animals. They rescue animals. They're amazing. You can meet pigs and chickens and horses. I think they're going to have some cats there too, which is fantastic. And before I forget, you know, before I'm going to break for commercial and we're going to come back and we're going to talk to the amazing Carol here, I got to give a shout out to my wife, Susan. And I love you, hon. And without my wife backing me up and rolling her eyes at me every now and then with my corny jokes and her support, I wouldn't be able to do with Team Clinton what we're doing. And that is changing lives for the better. That's what we do. We are not a big box gym. Big box gyms, you join them, you pay them, you never show up. That's the best member you got. For us, it's the other way around. You join, and if you don't show up, we're reaching out to you to see what's going on. Make sure you're okay, you're healthy, and if everything's good, we're like, all right, when are you going to be back in class? Because that's what this is all about, is getting healthier in 10 short weeks. All right. So listen, I'm going to be back in just a minute. I am here with the amazing Carol Harris. I'm going to introduce her shortly when we get back. 908-627-7020. Now listen, if you're watching live on Facebook, I got my phone here and I can see you. I can see you interacting here. I see Kathy's watching. Obviously, Angela's out there. There she goes again with the hearts. Love you too. But if you have questions for Carol or anything you want to say, you can put it into the comments. I will see it and we'll talk about it. All right. So listen, do not go away. This is Max Living. We'll be right back.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
And we are back. Going to check my monitor here. This is Max Living. My name is Mark. I am your host today, brought to you by the one, the only, did I happen to mention outstanding? Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020 is the number that can help you get a stronger immune system, get better confidence, feel better, get stronger, lose weight, whatever your goals are. We can help you with that. We've helped a lot of people doing that. All right. Enough of that. Hi, Kathy. I see you there. Thank you for saying hi. I am in studio today. Actually, since my return to the Max Challenge of Clinton, you are my first guest.
Wow.
Very serendipitous that way. And Carol and I, let's see, I think we first met each other when you were at V5.
Absolutely.
And we are both avid cyclists. And I think what really kind of crossed it over was when I did this century ride.
Yes, you rode the 100 miles for our organization. Actually, at the time, we weren't an organization yet. We were doing a fundraiser for Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And you actually were in the inaugural ride.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And you rode the 8,000 vertical feet.
That's right.
That over 100 miles. You did a great job.
That was the hardest physical thing I've ever done in my life that day.
I will say we've toned it down in the past few years.
That's hysterical. I remember I couldn't get enough electrolytes, and then I was about mile 60, and when the cramps started.
Yeah.
And I remember yelling at myself in the middle of nowhere.
You mean you weren't cursing me out?
No, I wasn't cursing you out. I was yelling at myself that nobody builds a statue to the person that quit. That's what
there
I was yelling out loud. Anyway, I digress, folks. Excuse me. So before we even get there, I want to introduce Carol Harris, who is a wonderful human being, a friend, and she is the founder of Avery's Hope, which is an amazing organization that helps children and families. So officially now, welcome.
Thanks so much, Mark. And we, you know, on behalf of my board of directors and from me personally, thanks so much for having us on this show.
No problem.
I'm very excited to be able to share what we do and why we do it.
And that's important. That's important. So I'll give a little bit of background real quick here.
Sure.
So one of the things that makes the Max Challenge as a company, as a whole, different than many other companies is we are constantly giving back to our communities. In one form or another, we try to make sure that we are involved and as philanthropic as possible. Oh, I said that properly. So, I have a problem with the word precipitation too, so I'm kind of surprised at myself. So anyway, every year the Max has a Max Day of Giving where every Max Challenge in the United States is working that day for a charity of their choice, a local charity. And they do a variety of things. You know, we're still in the discussion parts about this, but there's a lot of things you can do. One of the first things we're doing right now is we're selling Day of Giving t-shirts, and all the proceeds are going to Avery's Hope. But we didn't have a Day of Giving last year because of, you know, COVID and the year that shall not be named. And I remember when it fell upon me to decide what charity. My wife and I were just laying next to each other in bed and we were reading, and all of a sudden I just looked at her. I said, I got to call Carol. I said, you know, now that I'm back here, and I know in the past, in a variety of ways, we've tried to get together to organize something and it always seemed to fall through. But this time,
nothing
is stopping us. So
no, we're so honored and very humbled that the Max Challenge of Clinton is willing to have us be the beneficiary. We're very, very honored
to be
the beneficiary.
We really are happy to help on a personal level too. So here is the key question is, tell everybody what Avery's Hope does and why it started.
Okay.
And I adore this story. I really do. So I'm going to shut up now.
Okay.
And people are going to start throwing up hearts. Like, please shut up, Mark. Go ahead.
So Avery's Hope actually began a couple of years after my grandson Avery was born. He was born in 2014, and he was born with a very rare, I should say ultra rare, less than 200 children in the world, with a rare GI disease called microvillus inclusion disease. And what that did for both my husband and I is to give us a front row seat into the rare disease community, into how families cope, how children survive. And there are so many aspects to this. There's the research to cure a disease, but there was also something that kept nagging at me, and that was the incredible out-of-pocket and insurance-denied expenses.
Oh, boy.
Unbelievable. I mean, something as simple as a seven-month hospital stay times $5 a day for the parking garage. You finally get discharged. You can't leave the hospital till you pay for the parking. And even though they've given you a discount because you were inpatient, it's still exorbitant. So it was things like that, along with medications that are not covered, extra supplies you might need. Just sometimes you lose a salary because someone has to stay home. There are just so many aspects. So in 2017, my husband and I started Avery's Hope with the sole mission of raising money and awareness for GI patient families and helping them with their out-of-pocket and insurance-denied expenses. Mm-hmm. And now we've added for this past year and probably the year that we're in, also COVID-19-related expenses, because that has changed quite a bit for some of these families.
Sure. Sure. I can't even imagine that. I can't even imagine that.
Yeah. I mean, people have lost jobs. They've lost insurance. And so the high cost of living rare is so exorbitant that we really feel that we needed to add that piece to the puzzle.
And I think that a lot of people, their first question right now might be is, how is Avery doing?
Well, thanks so much for asking. So Avery is now 6 years old.
Oh.
And the disease he has means that he cannot absorb any nutrition from food. So he is fed through a Broviac, or a central line in his chest, along with a feeding tube, because unlike all of these kids, there are, like I said, there's less than 200 in the world and only two adults living with this disease currently. Unlike many of them, he can absorb a little bit of nutrition from food, so that he does have a feeding tube as well.
Okay.
If you saw him during the day, you would never know that this little boy had this horrible disease.
Sure.
Fortunately, with the help of Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, particularly, and his team of doctors there, he's really living a very good life. And unless he gets an infection in his central line or he gets ill, the truth is he could live a very long, healthy life.
Awesome.
A lot has changed in the past 20 years with this disease. It's now recognized. One of the things that I would like to do, and it's kind of a little shout-out to genetic testing, back 6 years ago, insurance didn't cover whole genome sequencing.
Oh.
And in reality, had they been able to do that, his diagnosis would have probably come quicker than the 3 months that occurred. And believe me, I know that there are people who are on journeys for diagnoses over years and years and years.
Sure.
We were very fortunate. But had they had insurance for whole genome sequencing, he wouldn't have had to have a small intestine biopsy. You know, a lot of the invasive procedures that they do to try to come to diagnosis would be different. So now, as we fast forward 6 years, I'm happy that more children are getting diagnosed through this process, so that they can find their team of doctors, they can find their hospital, and get the care that their children need.
Sorry, I'm
it's allergies.
Coughing on, yeah, my allergies are going, and I think I got fuzz here, too. Hold on one second.
Damn it, the hell.
Yeah, I swear, I'm healthy. I'm fine. It's good. It's
just, I trust you.
Totally. No, it's I've been teaching classes, and my voice doesn't usually sound like this either, but I got this little tickle back here, and I think it might be from fuzz. So, anyway, back to you. So... Avery's Hope was officially founded in
2017. But the year before, I contacted Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and I said, how can I help? How can I help to raise money to help these families with these costs?
Yeah.
And they said, well, for this first year, why don't you do, you know, some sort of fundraising event? And because I've been in the bicycling industry for so long, we started with what we call the Avery's Hope Charity Ride through Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and that's how it began.
Gotcha.
And then when we applied for our 501c3, honestly, I didn't think we were going to be anything more than a bike ride. Not exactly true. We've really grown. We've developed as an organization. We've added an advocacy component. And so it's really the organization, although small in its grassroots members, we've really come a long way and we're quite national now.
Fantastic. Team Clinton member Kathy, who is, she said, loves CHOP. I guess that's Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So she loves it with a little heart down there. Since the founding of Avery's Hope, do you have an idea or approximate? I mean, how many families has this organization been able to help?
So it's really interesting. You know, the hospitals don't give us that kind of information. But I will say this. We donate, like I said, to four hospitals. But I could talk a little bit about CHOP because it's the most local to our area.
Okay.
They came to me and asked us to partner with them. And so we made a commitment to the Department of Gastroenterology to donate $50,000 over 5 years.
Okay.
This is our sixth year, and we're well above that number.
Nice.
So we know that each year, you know, probably we touch hundreds of them because we do it in other ways too. At Christmas time, it's not just the kids who are in the hospital, but the parents and the caregivers.
Sure.
We bring all kinds of toiletries for the parents, a little luxury in the hospital, because when you pack for the hospital, you don't pack for yourself.
Sure.
And hospital soap and shampoo is not the best. You don't want to leave your kid and go down to the pharmacy and pay an exorbitant amount.
Yeah.
So we've touched people in so many ways. I couldn't give you an exact number, to be honest. But every hospital has come back to us and said that the money has gone to many families. Because sometimes they don't need a lot of money. Sometimes it's for, a prescription that may not be super costly in the long run, but it might be $200
sure.
that the family cannot afford. So little pieces go out all over the place.
Well, it's like you said, it adds up. You know?
It does add up.
I honestly, when you mentioned it, I never, ever even considered the parking at a hospital, even at $5 a day. And you're saying 7 months, that's what, 212?
Times five.
And then you have to pay that out of pocket.
Right, and you cannot leave. Your car does not get out of the garage. You know, and I think about my own son on the day he left the hospital after 7 months. After he paid the garage, he then had to go to the pharmacy to pick up Avery's prescriptions, many of which were not covered by insurance, because when you have a rare disease, the person reviewing your claim doesn't necessarily know the protocols for these rare diseases. And a lot of time doctors are wonderful and they prescribe orphan drugs or drugs that are repurposed for other reasons or vitamins that might help the child. And insurance doesn't see it as protocol for that disease and it's not covered.
Yeah. Yeah. Felicia just signed on. She says, hi. Felicia, you called at the start of the show. I'll have to listen to your voicemail in a little bit. But she's part of Team Clinton also. And then another part of Team Clinton, Melissa, she has two small children who have had their challenges also health-wise too. And she said, very true. So many little things add up. And,
That's so true.
And that, you know, this is not the kind of an issue for children and families that is this mainstream media. You know, I haven't seen a documentary on Netflix about this yet. You know, is there one in the works?
Actually, if you go on Prime, there's a channel called the Disorder Channel.
On Amazon Prime?
Yes. And you could learn a lot about the rare disease community.
Really?
Sure.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I didn't know that. So Prime and the rare...
It's called the Disorder Channel.
Okay.
It was designed by two dads who have children living rare.
See, if I'm glad you said that, because if I had been scanning and saw the disorder channel, I would have thought it would have been something like, you know, this is how to organize my closet or something. But now I know better that this is okay. Right. Fantastic. So let me just check our time here. Yeah, we got time. Let's do this. A story, mm-hmm. or even two stories. You can change the names of the people, of mm-hmm. course, but I think that as we get closer to the day of giving, it's not going to just be the amazing members at Max Clinton. We want to impact the area, raise awareness, and of course raise money. And we have ideas to do that. So we're not just looking at the kindness and generosity of our members, but people in whole. And I think if you can share a story or two on how Avery's Hope has impacted in real life,
you know, absolutely.
Something that's happened that you can share, please.
Yeah. So the very first story that I ever heard, we got an impact report from one of the hospitals. And it's interesting because I was in a parking lot and I was ready to, you know, go on to my next spot. And I just started to glance and read through the impact report and I broke out into tears. Some of the money that we donated went to a family where the little boy had a Broviac just like Avery's. And it was the middle of the summer, probably August, I believe, and their air conditioner broke.
Oh.
Which meant that every single day he needed a dressing change for his line, his central line, because the tape would pull off.
Oh.
Now, without that, it's very easy to get an infection.
Mm-hmm.
But what was causing that was the heat. The family was down to one income. And the hospital chose to use some of that money to get them an air conditioner.
Oh, look at that.
And so even though that's not medical per se, mm-hmm. it absolutely is. Because
it's huge.
Without that air conditioner, that little boy mm-hmm. would have had to have a dressing change every day. The cost of a dressing change can be quite expensive
mm-hmm.
because your supply company only gives you enough for once a week, which meant out of pocket going forward. So this was a family that family really touched me. They were an urban family, lost, you know, the parent had to stay home with the kid. And it really, something that small mm-hmm. can really blossom into a huge expense sure. that the family can't afford.
Right.
So that story really touched my heart.
Wow.
A great deal.
Wow. Very nice.
You know, so that was one. You know, I hear all the time, this past year, Avery's Hope received a wonderful grant from Global Genes. Mm-hmm. And it was to help families who, through COVID, may have lost their insurance, may have lost jobs, may have lost their homes. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot has happened. And particularly in the rare disease community, where costs are so high that you often go into debt.
Yeah.
And we received an application from a family. And, you know, it was the normal stuff. You know, it had the diagnosis, which was a rare GI situation.
Sure.
And they were down to part-time work. And they put in their salary for the year, because that's a question we always ask.
Right.
It's not because we're judging. We need it actually to send back to our funders. That's
sure.
all. It's strictly informational. When we make a decision, our board never sees the household income.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see race. They don't see anything. They just see the situation
mm-hmm.
and what they need. And when I saw what their salary was, because I am privy to that, and what they had to purchase out of pocket for this child,
mm-hmm.
it was heart-wrenching. Heart-wrenching. And it's, they didn't lose their job because they were incapable.
Right.
They lost their job because that business closed.
Yeah.
And it's in the heart of COVID, it was very hard for some of these families
sure.
to be able to pick themselves up and find something that would help support their families.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of poverty issues.
Mm.
And due to this past year that shall not be named, but it's those kinds of stories. And that's why we chose to be a service patient assistance organization.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I would love to see a cure for Avery's disease and all the other diseases out there, there were some very immediate needs.
Yeah.
And they could destroy families.
Yeah.
And we wanted to help now
mm-hmm.
and not just leave a legacy, but help in the current situation.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Melissa posted, she said, I can't imagine without insurance. If you heard the price of medical bills, we had that you would be shocked. It's so sad and hard. I can't even imagine.
You know, I could tell you a very interesting, very quick story. So
sure.
My son, who's Avery's dad, he works part-time from home because he takes care of Avery. Avery was told he needed to have growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
It was very important for his development. And that is not something that is typical to his disease, but it does happen.
Okay.
It costs $900 a month.
A month.
A month. Insurance wouldn't cover it for 10 months. Now, the hospital battled for him. He battled.
Yeah.
It took 10 months to get them to approve it.
Wow. Wow.
And that's, you know, when you're down to one income or a partial income.
Yeah, that's everything.
It's everything.
You can't pay your rent. And you're deciding the way it trickles down, too. And it's always a stark reminder, too. Here's folks that were doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, this child is born with this heart-wrenching problem. And then you have to make these tough decisions, which I cannot even imagine. You know, do you pay the rent? The kind of quality food you're buying.
Right.
Food that other families and children would think is healthy, and we don't have a problem affording this. Now, all of a sudden, they're impacted, and instead of buying fresh vegetables, you're buying a cup of soup or ramen noodles.
Right.
Because that's all you can afford because the medication and all of these other things cost so
much
more.
Not eating.
Or they're not eating, right.
You know, we had a family just apply for some patient assistance, and the young patient was a teenager. She had some form of Crohn's that was very debilitating, and she needed to be on a very special diet. Well, food, unless it's clinical nutrition, is not covered under insurance.
Okay.
So now you'd have to go to the grocery store, and you have to make decisions. Can I afford to buy her what she needs, you know, or do we let her get sick?
Right.
You know, what do you do? And they went more and more and more into debt because they made the decision to help her, which was, of course. But they really couldn't afford the cost of food each week.
My God.
You know, because, you know, besides, it's the typical stuff, you know, the gluten-free and all of that.
Sure.
But when you look at those kinds of pricing,
yeah,
you know, it's very different than a typical grocery shop.
I bet. Again, can't even imagine. So I have been known to be bold about some things. So first thing I want to ask you before we continue with our conversation is the website where people can donate, because you do not have to wait for May 15th. To help out Avery's Hope and these families, okay? So how can somebody donate today?
Today there's actually two ways you can. And first of all, let me say thank you if you're considering donating. And no amount is too small, ever. It always adds up, and it's always appreciated and used. You can go to our Facebook page, Avery's Hope. Mm-hmm. We have a donate button there. Or you can go directly to our website and also learn a little bit more about us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Avery's, A-V-E-R-Y-S, hyphen, hope.org.
.org. Okay. So the last year has been hard on some people, a lot of people. There's other people out there, which I know for one reason or another, everybody's different, and they've prospered. They've been okay. So if you're out there, or if you know a company or corporation that needs a $50,000 write-off, okay, on their taxes.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. You can go to the website, and they can donate $50,000 online. I'm sure that there's an address where they could send a check if they needed to send a check. You could always write that they heard it on Max Living. I don't really care. But somebody out there needs a tax write-off for $50,000. I know that. And I sound like, what was it, the PBS telethon that they do, you know? but seriously, this is if you have children, and thank God that they are all healthy and they have 10 fingers and 10 toes, you know, you are blessed beyond imagine. I do not have a son who has a physical a problem like Avery does and these other families. My son is autistic, but I remember growing up, he's 27 now, but I remember growing up when that diagnosis comes through and you always want your child or your grandchild to be able to live the best life possible. Now, all of a sudden, life throws in this curveball and you realize certain things aren't going to be possible. Okay. What Avery's Hope is doing is helping families grab onto the possibilities of whatever is possible to have as normal a life as is capable.
Absolutely true.
And so that's where, again, I'm bold. Again, I know you're saying any amount will do, $10, $20, but somebody out there has 50 grand that they need to write off on their taxes for one reason or another. I just know it. So we'll go back to the website in just a minute. I need to take a quick break. We got to pay the bills. I am here with Carol Harris, the founder of Avery's Hope, who is the organization that's a recipient of the Max Day of Giving for the Max Challenge Clinton. My name's Mark. This is Max Living. Don't move. We're going to have a little more conversation. You'll be riveted. Stay tuned.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs. Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We are just beginning our spring challenge. Come in, try a class. You will love the program. If you follow our program, I guarantee you will see results, okay? I am here with the amazing and awesome Carol Harris, founder of Avery's Hope. We were having, during commercial, some conversations, and I won't go into it all, but I will say this. one of the things, we have all learned many lessons in the last year because of the pandemic and this forced lockdown, and all of the things changed. One of the things that we've learned is what's important. We've learned really what's important. One of the things I'll never forget is how, you know, people who drive trucks, nurses, people who stock shelves at Walmart became so much more important than professional athletes earning multi-million dollars a year. We really found out what's important in life. And that's part of what we were just talking about is, you know, this is a once around the carousel trip. We need to make the best of it, you know, and part of what Avery's Hope does is to help alleviate some of the suffering. And I'm going to say this quick story, and then we're going to talk about what we wrote here. But when I returned to the Max Challenge of Clinton, the week before I got there, Carol, I heard, you know, I listen to motivational videos and I hear people speak all the time. And I'm going to share this with the audience too. I've shared this with my team. I heard this woman say that all true religion brings about the cessation of suffering as best as it can. So any true religion will try to cease the suffering of the people that are entrusted to them. And I had this a moment, I'm a very spiritual person, and I had this moment where I realized that what we do at the Max Challenge, people walk in our doors, they're afraid. For a lot of reasons. Some people are afraid of what the doctor might tell them. They're afraid of what the doctor just told them. They're afraid because they feel ugly and they want to feel better. They're afraid about COVID and the immune systems and all of these fears. You know, and we have this answer that can help people alleviate their suffering. We give them something for this that they can follow simply and not suffer as much. They can live happier, healthier lives. Avery's Hope does this too. There are people out there, parents, who wanted nothing more when they got married or got together was to have a healthy child with a healthy family. And then there's this curveball, this punch in the mouth from life. And I'm very emotional since COVID. I have no idea why. It just happens. And I cried on air a couple of weeks ago too, so. But Avery's Hope brings hope. It's the cessation of suffering to the best of its possibilities to so many families and so many children and parents. And that's a worthwhile thing. If we've learned anything in the last year, we have learned what is worthwhile. And Avery's Hope is worthwhile. It really is.
We try really hard. I mean, if you spend any time in a children's hospital and you see how many families are there at any given time, it's actually overwhelming. I ride a bike a lot, and if I ride past a hospital, I almost have to stop sometimes and kind of take a breath and a moment and realize that there are people in there, lots of them, who would rather be anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
So, you know, I do often say I think everybody should take a moment and just walk through the lobby of a children's hospital. Hmm. It really changes your perspective.
Absolutely.
On what's important in your life.
Absolutely. You know, we had our kickoff on Saturday for this challenge, and the people who attended, amazing people, great people. And I asked them at one point to take out their cell phones, and the looks I got. You know, usually it's put your cell phones away. We don't want to hear it. So take out your cell phones. I want you to go into your gallery, and I want you to find a picture of someone you love who loves you right now. And I gave him a few seconds, and I said, now hold that picture up.
Nice.
I said, this is the person I want you to think about when you're getting up at 4:30 in the morning to come to class, or you've worked all day and you need to still get to class at night. It's not just you. It's not just you. So
true.
Anyway, one of the things we talked about off air was Rare Kids, Rare Artists.
Yeah.
Please tell us about Rare Kids, Rare Artists.
Okay, so one of the things that I'm very blessed to be able to do is to go to conferences and meet other advocates from around the country and actually internationally. And about 2 years ago, I met an artist. His name is Pat Gare. He has an organization, a 501c3 called Needing Hope. And it was based on his wife, who has some rare disease, and he just started to paint hearts for her, thousands of them, and that he now distributes all over the world to rare patients. But one of the things he did was he recognized that art, whether you're coloring, whether you're painting, whether whatever it is that you're doing, gives children an opportunity to express themselves. And so what he does is he distributes art kits. So this year, we were the recipient of 10 art kits. And what we did as an organization was to reach out to other GI, pediatric disease groups, and said, who could use these? And one of the things that I learned during this Rare Kids, Rare Artists initiative was that some children with autism very often have a rare GI component. They may not be able to swallow properly. They may not be able to tolerate the feeling of food in their mouths. And many of them do have GI tubes, and some actually have central lines as well. So we partnered with some of these groups, and we were able to give them art kits as well. Because, you know, when you're a 501c3, you really have to stay within your mission. And so what I loved about this was that we as an organization, and me personally, I learned about another disease out of the umbrella of GI that also have a rare GI component to what those children are living with on a daily basis. So that's always very exciting, too, is to really learn more about the different types of disease and what that causes. Things you wouldn't think about. If you say someone has been diagnosed with autism, you have this image in your mind. But in fact, there's a whole lot more to it. And I think, you know, the more we learn and the more we open up to being able to learn about other situations really raises your awareness in kindness. And just, you know, these are kids like anybody else. You know, they just have some physical issues that need to be attended to.
Exactly. Fantastic. Yeah. You know, I'm going to go back onto this one second. There's a phrase that I've tried to live by for many years now, is that compassion is a verb. Compassion is action. It's not just sitting there feeling sorry. That's not compassion. That's sympathy. Right. Compassion is action. That's really what it is.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. Speaking of action, one of the things that Avery's Hope does is advocacy. There's an entire advocacy. God bless you for meeting with politicians to try to get things to change. I mean, that's, I cannot even imagine how frustrating that can be sometimes. And I'm not trying to bash anybody, you know, but let's be honest. The wheels of change turn slowly in many government levels.
I will say, though, that there is a rare disease caucus through, you know, our congressional situation, run actually by Amy Klobuchar. It's bipartisan. And I've had the opportunity. Well, Avery's Hope, first of all, is a member of the Every Life Foundation's Community Congress. And it's our job as advocates to choose areas that we're interested in. So I'm personally interested in getting therapies approved through insurance. One of my board members is very interested in the Newborn Screening Act. So there's a few of us that are on board. And we do meet with our senators and we meet with our representatives. This year we did it through Zoom. And I will be very honest. Some are wonderful and really do, you know, the first year I did it, I asked people to become members of the Rare Disease Caucus, and they have. This year I was really trying to get people to pass the STAT Act, which is all about speeding therapies through and accepted by insurance and other avenues. Sometimes it is like hitting a brick wall, but I will say, in truth, overall, whether Republican or Democrat or independent, people do listen. And sometimes it does feel like you're hitting your head against the wall because it takes so long for things to get through Congress and the Senate. But in fact, people do listen.
That's good.
And both on the local level all the way up to Washington.
Good, good. Yeah. I mean, it's hard, I guess, to walk into a situation where cynicism seems to be the norm and to walk in with hope and just a determination to do the best that you can.
Well, you know, it's kind of like we gang up on them anyway.
Good.
You know, there's usually like 30 of us either in the room or on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And you know, we're all telling a similar story under a different disease umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And they do listen. And good. Lots of times they don't show up. They send their aides.
Yeah.
Who they really do report back in a very professional way.
Mm-hmm.
And very often we get things through.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Good, good. We're almost out of time, so I wanted to touch
okay.
base. I know. It flies by. It flies by. since Carol and I are avid cyclists, and one of the things that kind of brought us together was that century ride way back when. There's a bike ride that's going to be coming up.
Yep. So it's our signature event because mm-hmm. that's how we started. It's now called Caring for Rare. It's 2 days. You don't have to do both days. On Saturday, September 18th, we offer a towpath ride from Lambertville to Washington's Crossing and back.
Cool.
And then on Sunday, we offer a 31, a 62, and a 100-mile route through Hunterdon and Bucks counties. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. They're well-supported. Of course, we're going to follow COVID guidelines. Last mm-hmm. year, we did it virtually. We also have a virtual component this year.
Mm-hmm.
All the money raised, this is the one event. It is 100% to charity.
Beautiful.
Due to the wonderful sponsorships that we get. So even your registration fee goes to charity.
Goes
you
right
can
there.
Write this off. And if you choose not to fundraise, listen, I'm not thrilled about that, but you don't have to. You honestly mm-hmm. do not have to, because your contribution as a registered participant does go to Avery's Hope, which will then get sent to the families in need.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
And it is a beautiful ride. I have to tell you, all three of
them. Oh, yeah. Routes. That's the one thing. I mean, as you know, the Century Ride was amazing. Beautiful hills, lots of hills, because it's Hunterdon. You can't escape that. But listen, I'm going to throw it out here now. If you're a Max Challenge of Clinton member, you don't have to be on Team Clinton. You're just a member or any of your family. If we want to get a group together and have a Max Challenge of Clinton team for this ride in September, watch for the sign-ups. You know, one of the things, once the dust settles down from the kickoff, we want to do is to do a bike and hike on the Columbia Trail.
Awesome.
With just, you know, Max of Clinton family members. And so maybe this is something we can do, is get a Max team together, and we'll do some good, and we'll have some fun and see some good scenery. And we'll grab
awesome.
A beer afterwards, too, because that's almost a requirement of cycling, is you have to have a beer afterwards.
And there's a really good brewery now in Highbridge.
Oh, High Rail.
Yes.
Right? High yeah. Rail. Oh, yeah. Susan and I have been there.
Yes,
we've been there a couple
lovely.
Of times. Yep. And then I remember when with Lone Eagle, because they're
yep,
a great
they're
brewery out
too.
There. God, I remember during lockdown when they decided to start delivering. We were like, yes, all right, Lone Eagle, you know. And that's a free shout out to Lone Eagle, because we love them too. So listen, before we sign off, let's do the website one more
sure.
time. Any type of contact information, because maybe the person with $50,000 to donate today missed that. So please share
sure.
it with us again.
So if you would like to donate to us, our website is averyshope.org. So that's averys-hope.org. Or if you visit us on Facebook, we have a donate button there as well. The nice thing about donating on Facebook is that they do not take out any fees.
Oh, okay.
So it's whatever money you put in is the money that we would get. And although Mark said $50,000, listen, we'll take lots of $5 mm-hmm. donations as well, because honestly, it does add up.
I bet.
And people's kindness really means a lot to us.
Fantastic.
So thank you.
Fantastic. Cool beans. We clap it up a lot at the Max Challenge, so I'm clapping it up for you, for Avery's Hope. God bless you and your whole family and your grandson. And thank you for being here today. I have a feeling, of course, that as we get closer to the Day of Giving, we're going to hear a little bit more about you and about Avery's Hope. The Max Day of Giving is coming up on May 15th. Watch for our social media and our website to get more information about how we are going to help Avery's Hope. The Max Challenge of Clinton is going to come together, and how you can participate in this too. You're not going to need to be a member to be a part of the Day of Giving. I mean, it's just if you have the time to spare and you want to do something awesome, this is the way to do it, okay? So, again, thank you for joining me today. It's so good to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time, and except on Zoom. And so it's just so good to see you again, and maybe we'll have you back after the Day of Giving. We'll talk a little bit more. Okay.
Thanks so much, Mark, and thanks, Max Challenge of Clinton. We really appreciate it.
All right, so my name is Mark. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020 for any information, not just about the program. You could call up and ask about Avery's Hope, about the Day of Giving. I'd be happy to talk with you about any of this. I will be back next week. Right now, you make it an amazing day, okay? If we can help you out, if we can, at Team Clinton, if we can help you out to change your life and get healthier and feel better, give us a call. You know how to get a hold of me, all right? Always remember, take it to the max. Boom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kim Potter, the former Minnesota police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright, is going to face charges. The Washington County attorney saying she will face a second-degree manslaughter charge. Civil unrest continuing for a third straight night Tuesday outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department after the death of Wright. The National Guard and Minnesota State Police have put a fence up surrounding the police station. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the government was prepared for issues to arise in the fight against COVID-19, including the pause of the J&J vaccine. The FDA and CDC both recommending halting use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine due to reports of very rare blood clots. Severe weather hovering along the Gulf Coast, Texas, and Louisiana may see damaging winds, waterspouts, and tornadoes before the storm moves east over the next day. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden plans to pull all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Biden said to make that announcement later today, saying he thinks it's time for American troops to come home. Former President Trump also said he would be bringing troops home as well, which was met with widespread condemnation. A family in California is relieved after an arrest in a cold case.
Police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in the 1996 disappearance of college student Kristen Smart. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson says they've arrested two men in connection to the disappearance of Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father Raul was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores had been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. He was the last person seen with Smart on the campus of Cal Poly University before she disappeared on May 25, 1996. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president of Guatemala said President Biden's confusing messaging is encouraging smugglers to drop off children at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Guatemalan president also saying the messages are confusing not because of the way they were communicated, but because of the way they were translated in Guatemala. Vice President Kamala Harris did say she would be going to Guatemala as soon as it's possible. Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup was just at the U.S.-Mexico border. He tells Fox News what he saw.
Well, I saw a humanitarian crisis, and I saw a tremendous need for the president, the vice president, Biden and Harris, along with Dr. Fauci, to go down to the border and see what's happening firsthand. And I say Dr. Fauci because we are in the middle of a pandemic, and I think it should be looked at as to what we have created here since the Biden policies got in place. We have a humanitarian crisis, Neil, that was predictable. Matter of fact, Border Patrol said that they planned for this after the election. Once they saw that Joe Biden won, they knew that there was going to be problems and that their jobs were going to change.